Hi, I'm Irene. After 35 years of life, I lost to breast to cancer. I'm going to share life after this and more.
This is CBiz Media and ADI Entertainment's The Mix.
So let me start by saying I'm not like the other girls. Growing up, I was shy and quiet and a little disconnected, a little not sure how to be social. And I'm sure there are some girls that might be able to relate to me, but the average girl you see on TV, the popular girl, you know, growing up, of course, she was popular. She always knew what to say. She was interesting. She was cute. And of course, she had all the male attention. And I was completely the opposite of that girl. And I was starved for male attention at a young age, and I didn't really realize it 100% at the time. Growing up in a single parent home with just my mom probably had something to do with that as well. But at a young age, I'd say around 13, I had this strong desire to have a child. Never did. Growing up in a household of faith and had certain beliefs, just it was never an option to me or ever possible. Though I still had like raging hormones at that time, and I would have been happy to have a child. I think I just wanted something to love. And at that time, it seemed like a lot of the daytime shows would talk about these girls being 12, 13, having kids and being very super young. And it was like highly prevalent. You'd go to school and find out one of your schoolmates was pregnant. So at that time, it was highly prevalent. And a lot of young ladies were getting caught up into that. And now in this day and age, it's almost like normal, not 12 or 13, but to be still a teenager and pretty young and having kids and not being married. This is like almost normal now, but at that time it was kind of new, but it was still happening a lot. And I was blessed not to get caught up in that, but my body was raging, and I would have been okay with that happening hormonally anyway. And I think, again, just wanting someone to love and something to love in a very intense way. So I wanted to share that part of my story, and I have more to share.
Get ready for a mix of music, talk, community, and so much more right here on The Mix.
So here I am, well into womanhood. After losing a breast to cancer, and I've been through a few relationships at this point in my life, and I probably should have been married and have kids by now, which all of my peers, or many, I won't say all, many of my peers have either had children, they may be single parents themselves, or they have a husband and wife family relationship, or a boyfriend, girlfriend, and kids relationship. That's not me. I decided I wanted to get married, and because that didn't happen, I'm still going solo, and I'm good with that. There was a couple of times in my life where I thought I was going to get married, but those things didn't work out. And that was a part of God's plan and God's will. But I find myself, even at this age, willing to compromise for a man, wanting to please a man, being still a little starved for male attention to a degree, not like I was when I was younger. But I found myself willing to compromise myself to a point to please a man. Like, if I start a new relationship, I'm all in. I want to do whatever he wants. I'm emotionally and physically completely invested in him. And he doesn't even have to prove himself at all to me. I recently connected with somebody, and I said, and those feelings started to come up in me. And I was like, no, God, this is not cool. Why is this happening? I'm a woman of faith. I'm a certain age. I've been through many stages in life. Like, why am I feeling this? I'm not a girl anymore. Why do I want to compromise myself for someone just because they're a male? And that was really just because they were a male, because I don't know this person deeply enough to say, here's everything and here's all of me. And I came to this conclusion that as a woman, I was born to be a wife. I was born with a desire to please a man. And that might sound antiquated to some people, especially for those women that are feminists, and they have these different definitions of feminist and feminism. And I kind of thought I was one, but those feelings come up and I'm like, why am I having these feelings? And I said, God must have put these feelings in me some type of way. And I think he might have put it in every woman and girl to have that desire to please a man, to be a wife. But sadly, we don't have all the tools, especially if you're a young woman. You're still growing into who you are. You don't have all the tools to be a wife, yet you desire to do all these things to please a man. And so I feel like that was revealed to me, that we all have it in us to want that. Are we all well equipped to be that and to do that? I'd say no, but I just feel like we need God's guidance, and we need to give that to our young ladies. We need to give them the self-esteem and the love of their self so that they won't easily fall into those feelings that I felt. And I feel like I should be over those feelings, but I feel like it's built in us in a way. I feel like that's part of the reason why many of us, we give ourselves to probably the wrong person or the wrong people, because we still have that desire to please a man. And it's not a bad desire. It's part of procreation. It's part of what God wanted for a husband and a wife, not just for any random male and female to hook up. But knowing that, having the knowledge that's what's in you, that's what you've been feeling your whole life as a girl and as a woman, and it's not a bad feeling. It's a feeling that needs to be put in check. It needs to be in the right situation with the right person with the right connections. So this is like my revelation. I'm not your average girl, true enough, but I think every girl has these feelings, and even every woman has these feelings. Just let God guide you when you get into your next situation or your next relationship or your next connection. Because even an older woman can fall into something, because again, it's those feelings that we are born with to connect with the opposite sex. So those feelings almost to please. And I feel like we're super pleasing men right now, over, above, and beyond. As a wife, we have certain duties to please our husband. Certain things that we would do for him, especially back in the day, we had our role. And I'm going to say that it's more to our role than just pleasing him. Our role is also to be a full and established person ourselves, and to be able to use our gifts and talents ourselves. But we're taking our role as a wife and we're giving it randomly to people, to men that don't exactly care about our best interest. I'll say that where we used to maybe do it sexually, we take care of the home. I'm just saying as a housewife, now we take care of everything. I'm not saying all of us, but some of us, we give him money, we pay his car note, we basically take care of all of his needs, because we want to please him. We don't want him to leave. We want to make him happy. All these things, we're giving too much, because we lost our role. We lost our place. We're supposed to be a wife, but we're not a wife, and we're giving things that we shouldn't be giving to the wrong people. So this is my revelation. Inside of us, we all desire to be a wife. And who are you going to be a wife to? Are you going to be able to wait and give that to the right person? Or are you going to give that to anyone that shows interest or anyone that you connect with? Keep that in mind. And I'm going to pray for you ladies and girls and women in this time. Dear Heavenly Father, we give you all the honor, glory, and praise and thanks for being our God, for making us and establishing us in this earth, for making us great women with gifts and talents and beauty and purpose, even if we're not told, even if we're not treated the way we should be treated. Let us know within ourselves that you have made us great. You have made us good enough, more than enough. And you have made us worthy of the man that matches us within our heart, mind, spirit, goals, dreams, that's on the same page with us. So I pray that you put us in the right mind space. I pray that for those women that are lost and they don't know or connect with you, that they connect with you. They connect with their God and their creator to the point that they know who they are. And if they've given too much to someone, that they can now begin to pull back if they need to pull back, that they can now find self-worth within themselves and become the wife that God has desired them to become to the right man, and that they have the ability and the patience to wait until you send that person their way. So I pray for all those women that are your average women and those that aren't your average women, because we're all connected and we all have a similar purpose and a similar desire to be that wife. And we ask, Lord, that you show us how to be that wife in the right way to the right person. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
We want to thank you for joining us here on The Mix. This is CBiz Media and ADI Entertainment, and I'm Irene. We want to thank you for listening again. And if you'd like to send us any donations or correspondence, or you'd like to be on the show, you can go to our PayPal. You can send us donations via PayPal at commmbiz2004@yahoo.com. If you have any questions, comments, you need more information, give us a call or send us a text at 313-681-1521. That's 313-681-1521. Or you can check out some of what we do on cbiztvonline.com. Also join us on Facebook at cbiztv and media online.